So aside from filling a seat on the Board of Pardons, presiding over the Senate, and being the first in many of a line of succession, what do you think, or why do you think Delaware needs a lieutenant governor?
Having, like you mentioned, presided in the Senate myself, which was one of the duties after Matt Dinn left, and after the last year and a half, I think it's really critical to have that objective person presiding and having those relationships. Also, the lieutenant governor needs to be an elected official of the state. Currently, if something were to happen to our governor, it would go to a person who is not elected, and I think people deserve to have someone who is elected statewide. Also, our state is facing unprecedented challenges. I have seen it growing in problems from when I was in the House and now in the Senate. And the next governor needs someone who has that working relationship, roll their sleeves up, and to assist, whether it's a budget issue, healthcare crisis issue, or a problem that we might be addressing, or issues that need to be addressed in our schools. So I feel very strongly that we do need a lieutenant governor.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, we have a pretty crowded field
Yes.
for this open seat. How exactly do you differentiate yourself from the other five or six candidates?
You know, it's an important job. That's why I think you have so many people interested in the position. I think first and foremost, I am the one candidate who is ready on day one to fulfill the job. And I say that very sincerely. You know, as somebody who grew up in Sussex on a farm and came forward as a public health nurse, teaching at the University of Delaware, taking care of folks, I bring that work ethic, and I have 14 years of legislative experience, which is really important to know both sides of the aisle. Been in the House 6 years, 8 in the Senate, and there's something to be said about having presided also, and understanding those working relationships. That will be invaluable to the next governor. And besides having those experiences, you know, I'm also uniquely qualified from my service with over half the state budget, chairing the Senate Health Committee, Community and County Affairs, where I actually have to work with all 57 municipalities, the Kent County, Newcastle County, Sussex County government. That's a very important role, intergovernmental relations. And with 8 years' experience, I feel very prepared on that front. In addition, over half the state budget is comprised of health and education. I've sat on the Education Committee, been honored to chair the Health Committee, and also serve on the Infrastructure or Bond Capital Committee, which affects our roads, our schools, our job creation in the state, and feel very strongly, just like the vice president, we want a strong president. I think someone needs to be considering, you need a really strong, experienced lieutenant governor, and I feel I bring that.
Like you mentioned, health has obviously been pretty much at the top of your agenda mm-hmm. for your legislative career, addiction treatment issues,
yes.
et cetera. How do you think you can further those issues as lieutenant governor? What sort of priorities would you have should you be elected to that office?
Great question. And one of the reasons to shift from the legislative lane to the executive lane, to really be able to delve more in, you know, as a University of Delaware professor in nursing and also public policy, there is much around healthcare. Healthcare is the number one driver across our nation of cost. It's also quality of life. You know, I'm the nurse who holds somebody's hand, whether at the beginning of life or the end of life. And healthcare is both our economics, our physical mental health, as well as mental and behavioral health. Hopefully, the listening audience and viewers have had a chance to check out my website to look at my four-point health plan. Working with the next governor, who I have in the past, I'm assuming it fits with my party, John Carney, when he was lieutenant governor, I, with him, created the Cancer Right to Know. We address cancer clusters. Chronic disease is huge in our state. For every dollar we invest, we'll save seven. I wanted to continue to champion that, whether it's our aged, making sure that we're taking care of our seniors, or also as chair of the Cancer Consortium, addressing things that we can actually tackle. We can make it better. Having been on the task force for health promotion, one thing, if you look at my four-point plan, it's chronic disease, which also affects mostly elderly and persons with disability. It is lifestyle choices, whether that be obesity and activity, which contributes astronomically to costs, which is diabetes and other problems because of obesity, heart disease, and also, you know, addiction is a huge issue, as you mentioned. I could probably do an interview for 3 hours about things that we're doing in the state and need to do around addiction. And it also touches me personally. The final point is about inequality and equity. I can pinpoint on a map through working with researchers at the university where our populations, what mostly minority populations, where there is this inequity in healthcare, where we can pinpoint who has the less access to services, the highest cost, the more chronic disease. And that shouldn't happen in this today's society, whether it's zip codes in Georgetown or zip codes in the inner city of Wilmington. It ties into violence, it ties into lifestyle, mental health, and substance abuse addiction. So working with the next governor, you know, John Carney, for example, worked as the chairperson for the Healthcare Commission.
To be fair, you have also worked with Senator Combinini for a while.
I have.
Should he
yes.
become governor as well?
Yes, and I have that experience. And, you know, Senator Benigni and I have great respect for one another. We sit close to one another on the bond committee, and I think that's the beauty of Delaware and the relationships that I'll bring. And if it is Senator Benigni, he and I have actually done some legislation. We did some things with pregnancy in the workplace and discrimination. Actually went on to be used in an amicus brief at Supreme Court. So again, I feel very strongly about that issue. The one, though, takeaway I think is real important is that healthcare is the biggest driver. It is the biggest issue, and I feel very uniquely qualified. We have state employee benefits are huge, and Medicaid. The key piece that I really want to mention is my plan includes community health workers. I am a public health nurse, teaching that for 30 years, nonprofit, private community experiences, University of Delaware. We have to be on people's doorsteps to make this occur. You know, we can throw all the money we want, we can change everything with affordable care, but until we touch people personally, community health workers will not cost the state a dime. We've talked about this with the Division of Public Health, and as your next lieutenant governor, I will make sure to work with the new governor in a collaborative manner to really lower health care costs, improve access and quality of care, and that will be from the cradle to the grave, and it can be chronic disease, addiction, mental health, or access to services, whether it be nursing homes or persons with disabilities. And community health workers are essential. They save money and can be fully funded in our contractual agreements that we set with our insurance companies. And insurance companies like community health workers because in the end, they save money. They're out there, they're preventing disease, they're preventing diabetes before you have an amputation, they're getting people to services, and that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, speaking of saving money, kind of shifting this back on the public sector, state employee health benefits, huge topic, something that was not addressed in the past several legislative sessions. Would you support Governor Markell's HSA proposal?
You know, that's an interesting topic. I did not support one proposal this year. I felt that, you know, and I have the greatest respect, obviously, for, you know, Governor Markell and his administration and the changes that we've had to implement over the past several years. And I think Delaware, we have some areas where we shine and some areas where we need to continue to improve. Our state employee benefits, one of the bills that I was so pleased to sponsor and support that was signed a couple weeks ago by Governor Markell was the All Payers Data Claim Sets. That is absolutely critical. Probably, I believe, one of the most important pieces, one of the most important pieces of legislation this year that we passed.
And we should say that will make it so insurance companies will have to keep this database filled with, in the aggregate, the general price of the cost of care.
It gives you price and costing. Right. It's voluntary for insurers, but it will include all state employees and Medicaid.
But will that information ever be public? Because it seems as though that is kind of the linchpin, right? So people could shop for the most affordable care, whether it be, you know, a physician or going and getting surgery.
Right. And I think, you know, when you look at healthcare, it is complex. You're absolutely right. I think if people know they have a cost and they can save, it's like when you go to buy a car or any other purchase. Healthcare, those who've been insured, don't always think about the best price or cost because it's just been covered for them. I clearly know that there is a role, to answer your question, for HSAs. I actually have one. I do not think it's the right step at this time to go to one size fits all for the state yet. I feel that it needs a little more study, and we need to look at other preventative measures. And when you talk about healthcare, you're not only just talking about cost and price, you're really talking about our entire economy, your workforce, your jobs, your training. Also, when you talk healthcare, you're talking education, because education is the foundation to all of this. And to me, with healthcare, if you have insurance, you're okay. In the state, you can have insurance, but having spent a year and a half with Senator Blevins, the Senate pro tem, Representative Heffernan, studying mental health and behavioral health reform, if your insurance deductibles are so high, you can't get your pharmaceuticals, or you don't have specialists, nowhere to go, you still could have great insurance. So we have to ensure we have workforce, we have to continue with training, and we have to have access to services. And that's why, I stood up and fought with downstate legislators to get the Sun facility, the new psychiatric hospital, built, because we need to make sure our state, from top to bottom, Brandywine to Blades, that individuals have access to service, have insurance, and have good, solid choice. And I'm so proud to also be the champion for 15 years that adults deserve dental care. It costs us a lot more if they can't have dental services. So for families who have an adult who has Medicaid, it will save the state money in the long run. So I've been very pleased when it comes to cost and policy around healthcare to really reach out as the nurse. Because I know what it's like when I hear from Jane downstate when she can't get her father care that he so desperately needs, or I hear from the John Doe family in Wilmington whose son is addicted to heroin and they can't get treatment in state, they have to ship him out west. We shouldn't stand for that. And as your next lieutenant governor, I will work very hard with the next governor to make sure nobody has to have that same experience.
Completely different topic, but mm-hmm. It's still a plank of your platform. You mentioned you support cleaning up Delaware's waterways. They mm-hmm. are heavily polluted. Mm-hmm. It's been a topic of conversation around Legislative Hall for right. a few years now. How exactly would you go about that? Would you support the proposal that's been floating around of a statewide fee on someone's income tax?
At this point in time, I represent a district, and I think it's pretty reflective of the state, that has come to me and said they really didn't want a personal income tax or a fee. I believe wholeheartedly, having gone through the grassroots, I didn't get into politics and not have done public service. I did public service for many years, and one of the things I did was serve in our state on watershed teams, educating students, working with others about how important good, clean drinking water is and preservation. We need to affect those who are polluters, number one. I have no problem. I think we need to fine. I've served for a decade. I was on the Community Involvement Advisory Council, which is part of DENREC, and we had a fund set up to go after polluters, to mediate in communities that perhaps had unclean air, unclean water, asthma, children with higher incidence of asthma. So I feel very strongly that the route to take is the regulatory route on business. At the same time...
But what about the pollution that's already there, legacy polluters, mm-hmm. especially in New Castle County?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in those communities, I think, we need to take a hard look in our state at what we're doing with our current money. We've done a great job with the bond committee and operating funds to take a look. But there are other innovative programs that, the state can look at, too, as far as mediating. Myself and, for example, we're not talking about raising taxes or fees on people, but things that we can do environmentally, educating people not to dispose of, not to do runoff, plastic bags, using recyclables. I think all of that plays a really important role.
But again, how do you clean up the pollution that's already there? Because that you're right, that mm-hmm. that would take care of the problem. into the
future.
I think
you know what? We have to get the voices together around the table. You know, we're always at the same piece of the pie. And I think we have to look at how that can be serviced, you know, whether we're talking to those who work in environmental mitigation, those who provide water service in our communities. And I know that there's been a few task forces that have addressed this, and different proposals, funding sources need to be looked at. And it may mean taking from one source to give to another. But I can clearly tell you, when this proposal was floated this year, there was a lot of angst among voters who were struggling every day to put food on their table and get gas in their car, you know, who were not keen on having to have a household tax. So I think you raise a very good point, and it's something, as a lieutenant governor, should the next governor appoint me to work on this issue, I will be ready, you know, from day one, both from my experience as a volunteer and citizen very concerned about the environment, to a legislator in the House who served on the Natural Resources Committee, to someone now who serves on the Bond Committee in the Senate.
And this was brought up when now Attorney General Matt Dehn ran for that position in 2013. Lieutenant Governor has historically been a springboard to higher office in Delaware. You have an example. Congressman John Carney was Lieutenant Governor for 8 years. Do you have any aspirations of, once you get into office, of leaving the Lieutenant Governor's office for another post?
No, I mean, I see myself here. I very much thoroughly enjoy being in the General Assembly and the legislature, and the chance to remain among my colleagues who I've been with for the past, you know, 8 years in the Senate is really important to me. I feel very strongly that I am the most qualified candidate running because of that experience, and that should one need to take over the constitutional duty of the role of governor, I am absolutely prepared and ready. But I'm really excited about the opportunity of what one can do as a lieutenant governor beyond presiding in the Senate and the Board of Pardons, which is a very important role, and one that I feel very comfortable doing. But I really want to help Delaware to continue to be a stronger and healthier state. And stronger and healthier state is a healthy economy. Physical health, mental health, behavioral health will really help move the state forward, and I feel extremely excited about that opportunity, and really I'm focused on the job that I'm running for, lieutenant governor.